Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. Leslie Ann here. If you're listening to this in real time, it is the day before Thanksgiving. And I wanted to give you guys a heads up before we get into today's episode, which is all about carbs, specifically low carb diets. Wanted to let you know that Legion Athletics, they're the sponsor of our podcast. They're having a big Black Friday sale and it's already started. You get up to 30% off on your favorite protein and other Legion products, and they're giving away gift cards depending on how much you spend. So head over to Legion Athletics. You can use our code RFT and still get your double rewards points. But in this case, I think the sale is going to be better than our discount code, which gives you 20% off for your first order. So if you need to stock up, you need to get some protein powder and you're running low on your supplies, head over to Legion Athletics and check out the Black Friday sale and get yourself some good stuff and maybe even earn a little bit of money back in the process with those gift cards. All right. So let's get into today's topic because this is something we hear a lot of in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. Clients come into our program. And, you know, as the surge in popularity of the keto diet and other no carb, low carb diets has happened over the past couple of years, we're seeing more and more people in Fat Loss Lifestyle School who are just, you know, they've just been doing the keto diet or they've been doing carnivore or, you know, they've been trying to do some kind of low carb diet and it wasn't working for them. And this is a real head scratcher for a lot of people because of course, everywhere you turn, it looks like low carb, no carb diets are a sure thing. You see these dramatic before and after photos. The results seem to happen really fast. Like people lose massive amounts of weight very, very quickly. And so you know, people really start to think something's wrong with them if they are not losing weight on a low carb or keto diet. And when you dig a little bit deeper into what's going on here, it generally comes down to maybe three or four reasons why you're not losing weight or fat on a low carb diet. And I mean, you could swap out low carb for keto here as well. It's kind of the same things apply. So that's what I'm going to walk you through right now. The first thing I want you to understand though, is that research has shown that neither low carb nor low fat diets are superior for fat loss. When you control for calories, in other words, as long as the people in the studies that, you know, they were doing to show how people responded to a low carb diet, how people responded to a low fat diet, as long as those people were calorie restricted, in other words, they were in a calorie deficit, they were both able to lose fat. So it really comes down to personal preference and what you can adhere to, what you like. That is a huge boost in the right direction for figuring out how to eat for fat loss for yourself in a sustainable way. It has to be something that you genuinely like. And I can say, I know this about myself from experience and years of doing this. I tend to like higher fat foods. So I'm somebody who really loves foods like smoked salmon. I mean, all salmon really, whole eggs. And I use a lot of really flavorful cheeses like goat cheese. I just used some smoked Gouda this morning in a frittata I made. I like fattier meats like pork and steak. Still get really good quality grass-fed pastured meats, but you know, things that are a little higher in fat. Still eat tons of chicken, still eat tons of that lean white meat, turkey, chicken, fish, etc. But if I eat that stuff for too long, I get bored really fast. I've gone through phases where I've done a high carb, low fat diet, and I just felt hungry all the time. And it was much harder for me to manage my overall calorie intake and body composition because I was hungry all the time. So what I've found over time, especially as I've reduced the number of, you know, really intense group fitness classes that I'm teaching, I really only teach one a week, one body combat class now. I just don't need hundreds of grams of carbs, you know, every day. And I do much better on a lower carb diet. And, you know, that varies depending on my activity level. Still have occasional times where I'll bump up carbs, whatever, to kind of offset the negative effects of staying low carb for too long. But you know, I totally get it. If you're listening to this and you're someone who's like, okay, but I really just like eating a low carb diet and I want to stay on it, but it's not getting me results. What am I doing wrong? So, you know, a few reasons why people try a low carb diet, a big one is better blood sugar control. This is one of the reasons I've talked about this online before. This especially was true for me during my pregnancy. My blood sugar was bonkers during my pregnancy. I didn't pass the first glucose test. I almost didn't pass the second one. And I mean, fortunately I did, but as a result of that, I was really, really careful with my carb intake during my pregnancy because I didn't want to cause any kind of, you know, blood sugar issues for myself or excessive weight gain for the baby. So it was really something that I monitored and I did successfully and I felt great and she was healthy and great. So, you know, it really just depends on the individual and also kind of, you know, if you're a woman, the phase of life you're in. I know a lot of women who've, you know, their blood sugar is totally fine. And then they get pregnant and all of a sudden they're like borderline gestational diabetic, or they actually get gestational diabetes and have to start eating a low carb diet. So blood sugar control is one of the main reasons why people switch to a lower carb diet. A lot of people find that they have fewer cravings when they eat like this. They just find that combination of protein and fat to be more satiating. It shuts down hunger and cravings better for them than meals that have a lot of carbohydrates. Similar to that, you know, if you're not having those huge swings in blood sugar, you're not having the cravings, it's almost like you have longer periods of steady energy and focus. Like you can just go longer without eating or needing to worry about when your next meal is. You just need to eat less frequently and you kind of feel like you're running. I don't know how to describe it. Just like it, for me, it's like, I just feel really clear headed and even keeled, and I can just focus and really crush at work and be super productive and not have to be like every 2 or 3 hours, like, oh, I need to eat. Oh, I need a protein bar. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. You know, I can go for 5 something hours, not needing to eat if I'm doing a well-formulated low carb diet. And I'll explain to you what I mean by well-formulated in just a second. And another big reason why people do low-carb diets is obviously for fat loss. Because you're manipulating your carb intake, initially you're going to see a drop in water weight. So even without touching the fat stores on your body, if you switch to a lower-carb diet, you're going to lose a few pounds of water weight right off the bat. And so you might see like, oh, wow, my face looks less puffy. My rings fit better. I can see my waist again. I don't look as puffy in my midsection. My clothes are fitting better just from dropping that initial like 4, 5, 6 pounds of water weight, you know? So that's, you know, if you keep doing it longer and you're in a calorie deficit, then you get the fat loss. But, you know, right out of the gate, that's really motivating for a lot of people to see that change initially, by manipulating their carb intake. And it kind of gives them a little shot in the arm to keep going and, you know, be consistent with their nutrition and their program. So the first reason, let's talk about, you know, why you're not losing fat trying to do a low carb diet or no carb diet. The biggest reason, and this goes with any diet, any weight loss attempt, is because you are not paying attention to your overall energy intake in relation to your energy output, meaning the number of calories coming in your mouth is exceeding the number of calories your body is burning each day through your daily activities and through your workouts. And you know that because your weight's not changing. So you might think like, but I'm in a calorie deficit. If you're not losing weight, you're not in a calorie deficit. That's just the science. That's just the fact right there. Okay. If you're gaining weight, that means you're in a calorie surplus. So you're consuming more calories. There's a spillover effect. You're putting more in your body than you need each day for your daily activities and workouts. So this is a big thing for a lot of people. If they aren't taught about energy balance and they're just told by some trainer or quack on social media, like, just don't eat carbs. Carbs are bad. If you stop eating carbs, you will lose fat. You will just, you know, have this dramatic transformation if you stop eating carbs. They don't tell people they also need to be in a calorie deficit. And some people get there, you know, just almost on accident. Like eating low carb controls their appetite in such a way that they naturally end up eating fewer calories and they're not even really tracking them. It just happens. That does happen for some people, but it's not because they aren't in a calorie deficit. It's not just they stopped eating carbs. It's because they got in a calorie deficit by eating low carb. Okay. So this is the biggest one, is you are not monitoring your energy intake. You're just not eating carbs. Okay. And you think that means you can eat whatever you want as long as it's not a carb. And the solution here is to figure out how many calories you need to maintain your current weight and how many calories you need to lose weight. And this isn't something that you're going to have to track for the rest of your life, but I highly recommend if you're somebody who is serious about long-term lifestyle change and body composition improvement and really making some long-term changes that stick, educate yourself on energy balance. It will pay off for years to come versus just bouncing around and doing these crazy, you know, low carb, no carb diets where everyone, all they're talking about is how evil carbs are. They're not teaching you about energy balance and overall calorie intake. Because remember, you can eat low fat, you can eat low carb, you can eat moderate amounts of both. As long as you're in a calorie deficit, it all works. It's about what you can stick with. Okay. So here's what you're going to do. First of all, if you are somebody who's been doing a low carb diet, no carb, keto, whatever, and it's not working, you're either not losing weight or you're gaining weight. Log everything you are eating for, I would say at least a week, at least 5 days, do a diet recall, measure everything, weigh everything. I know it's a pain in the ass, but this is going to get you to the answer, the actual answer, a lot faster than you continuing to read more blog posts and continuing to scroll on Instagram and listen to more crazy influencers and fake doctors talking about carbs and why they're bad and, you know, why you shouldn't eat carbs and, you know, it's going to work. You just got to keep not eating carbs. Okay. So, and by fake doctors, I mean people that are like, they're a doctor in something else, but they just like to have that MD or they like to have the doctor title because it makes them sound really important. And they're online giving all of this advice about nutrition and fat loss. And even though it has nothing to do with what they studied in school or what their medical practice is about, there are lots of those people. So do the diet recall. And then at the end of the week, at the end of the 5 days, look at your daily average calorie intake, and then look deeper than that and look at how many grams of protein you're averaging each day, how many grams of fat you're averaging each day, and how many grams of carbs you're averaging each day. What typically people discover when they do this is they're eating more calories than they thought they were. Their protein intake is way too low. Their fat intake is through the roof. And, you know, because they're just not eating carbs, of course, their carb intake is really low to almost nothing. Okay. They're not paying attention to calories. They're just not eating carbs. And that's kind of how the numbers look at the end of a diet recall for somebody who's not following a well thought out, well formulated low carb diet. The protein's too low. The fat is way, way, way too high. And the carbs are even too low for a low carb diet. Of course, if you're doing keto, they almost can't be too low, but that's neither here nor there. It's a different topic, but this is going to give you a number. And this number is really important because, you know, at the end of 5 days, let's say you've got your daily average calorie intake, you weigh yourself, you've been weighing yourself every day or at the end of the week, and you see, okay, my weight didn't change. Then that's your maintenance number of calories. You know, that is the number of calories you need to stay at your current weight. So if you want to lose weight, it needs to be lower than that and not by a lot. It doesn't mean you need to slash out, you know, 700 calories. It can actually just be a few hundred calories less per day than you're eating right now. And I will tell you in a few minutes, the best way to make that happen, easiest way to make that happen. So you don't feel like you're losing a few hundred calories each day. So, you know, also if you're gaining weight at the end of that diet recall, then that number of calories is exceeding your maintenance. And it's definitely not your fat loss numbers. There are three sets of numbers everybody has, right? The number of calories you need to maintain your weight, the number of calories that make you gain weight, that's a surplus, and the number of calories that make you lose weight, that's a deficit. Okay. So this is the number one thing you have to do. It's going to take some time, but honestly, you can figure it out in a week. You've got to get a grip on your overall energy intake, because if you're not losing weight, it's simply because you are not in a calorie deficit. Okay. Number two, you're not losing weight on a low carb diet because you're actually on the charcuterie board diet. Yeah, I just said that. Again, if you're not educated about nutrition and energy intake, you hear the word low carb or you just, you know, follow some people on Instagram, like, okay, cool, I got it. Here's some recipe ideas and some meal ideas I can do. Sweet. So if I'm hungry, I'm just going to eat meats and nuts and cheeses. Charcuterie board. basically is what it is. But here's the thing. While these are all really delicious, yummy foods, and there's nothing wrong with any of them, they're predominantly fats. And fats are the least satiating macronutrient when compared to protein and carbs. So fats alone do the worst job at satisfying hunger and keeping you full for a long time. And they're also the most calorie dense macronutrient. So per gram, fat has 9 calories per gram. Carbs only have 4 calories, same as protein. Protein and carbs both have 4 calories per gram. Okay. So that's why it's so easy to blow your calories on a low carb diet, because you're eating more fats. And if you're not monitoring that and you're just eating nuts and cheese for snacks and nuts and cheese and fatty meats at every meal, your daily calories are going to be very, very high. Fat's going to be through the roof. Protein will be too low, and your carbs will be very low as well, but not in the way you want them to be. They're coming from the wrong types of foods. Okay. So that's the second reason why you're not losing weight on a low carb diet, is because you're basically, you're just eating charcuterie board food all day. Now, the solution here is to start eating more whole foods, real whole nutrient dense foods, like vegetables, like some low sugar fruits, like berries, getting vegetables in as many meals throughout the day as you can, at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner. Okay. That is going to increase your fiber intake. It's going to make your meals more filling. They will keep you fuller longer. And this is closely tied to my third point here. The third reason why you're not losing weight on a low carb diet is because you're not paying attention to your fiber intake. And fiber is really, really helpful and important for fat loss. Are there people out there who can do a carnivore diet or a keto diet and not really eat that much fiber and lose fat? Absolutely. I don't really know long-term if that's the healthiest way to do it. There are lots of schools of thought on that, but we do know that fiber is really good at helping regulate blood sugar, regulate cholesterol levels, slow down gastric emptying. So when you eat a high fiber meal, especially if it's in combination with protein, it's going to take your digestive system a longer time to break that meal down, absorb it, digest it, et cetera, and get it into your bloodstream, versus low fiber, fast burning carbs, simple carbs, like sugar. That stuff just blows right through you, because there are no nutrients there. Your body doesn't need as long to process something that's low in protein and low in fiber. So fiber intake, if you get that up, if you get your vegetable intake up, it is going to do a couple things for you. You're going to feel fuller faster at your meals. You'll stay fuller longer after your meals, and it will help you consume fewer calories. Because while vegetables are carbohydrates, they're also really, really low in carbohydrates. And most of their calories, most of their carbs come from fiber, if you look at the percentage breakdown. And they're really high in water content. So again, that's going to help with reducing bloating. It's going to help with you feeling full. So vegetables are like the secret weapon for fat loss. And people don't want to hear that, because they think vegetables don't taste good. They think they're bothersome they're time consuming to cook. They just would rather not deal with them. So they'd rather just grab a handful of nuts or a cheese stick or some salami and call it a day. Well, I'm not eating carbs, I'm good. No, you're not. You need fiber. And if you bump up your vegetable intake, you're going to start seeing and feeling better results. It'll probably also help your digestion and your GI tract and help with some regularity. That is something we hear all the time in fat loss lifestyle school. Clients who are dealing with bloating and constipation and all sorts of funky GI stuff, the fiber intake comes up, they start eating more real whole foods, everything starts working regular like clockwork. It's just smooth sailing. Okay. So getting the combination right of getting the charcuterie board foods down. I'm not saying you can't eat nuts, or you can't eat cheese, or you can't, occasionally eat some cured fatty meats or whatever, like prosciutto or salami, but you've got to have the vegetable component. That is really, really key, not just for health and for feeling really good, but also for helping to manage that calorie intake and manage your hunger and cravings and energy. It's going to help tremendously. The last reason why you know, you're not losing weight on a low carb diet is because you think low carb means no carbs. So you're missing out on a food group that actually has a lot of health benefits, a lot of benefits for fat loss, a lot of benefits for muscle building. Like I said, vegetables are carbohydrates. Fruits are carbohydrates. Some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet are carbohydrates. And you can still follow a low-carb diet and get all those benefits I talked about of a low-carb diet, the better blood sugar control, fewer cravings, steadier energy, needing to eat less frequently, help, you know, an easier time with fat loss. You can get all of that by eating some carbohydrates. In fact, I would argue you will get better results. We see this all the time. We help our clients reintroduce the right amount and quality of carbohydrates into their diets. And suddenly they can go for like 3, 4, 5 hours between meals and they're not hungry because we put some fruit back on their plate, or we put some butternut squash on their plate, or, you know, a quarter cup of chickpeas in their salad. It doesn't have to be a lot. I'm not telling you to load your plate up with a cup of quinoa. I think that would be insane for me. I would be asleep in 30 minutes and I can't eat that many carbs at a meal and feel great either. But I can tell you, if I eat a big salad with no carbs, I'm actually pretty hungry pretty quickly thereafter. Whereas if I add a quarter cup of chickpeas or a quarter cup of quinoa, or throw like half of a chopped apple in there or some berries, just a little bit of carbohydrates and fiber, that meal stretches and sticks with me so much longer and I feel so much better. So it's really unfortunate that a lot of people who've gotten into the low carb nutrition space have done it from a place of fear, and they've scared people into not eating carbs. Being afraid of carbs is not a reason to be on a no carb, low carb diet. I think the best reason to be on a low carb diet is because you honestly prefer it and like to eat that way. That's why I do it. And you know, like I said, I'm not rigid or dogmatic about it. Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and if you think I'm not eating a piece of pumpkin pie, you've lost your damn mind. Of course I am. And then, you know, at my very next meal, I go back to normal. Tomorrow, Friday, I go back to normal. It's not something I do every day. My body can handle it. But if you take the time to work with someone and get educated about how to set your diet up properly, the way that you're eating properly, you can actually eat a fair number of carbohydrates and still, like I said, get all those benefits of being on a low carb diet and you know, still be on a low carb diet while getting the benefits from those carbohydrates. There are a couple different, you know, we call them splits, like macro splits. That's percentages of protein, fats, and carbs that you could do that would still be considered a low carb diet. We're still going to get those low carb benefits while not taking yourself down to the basement with zero carbs, doing carnivore or, you know, doing keto or something like that. Okay. So a low carb modified fat diet, for example, if you wanted to look at the macronutrient breakdown, that's maybe 20% carbs, 40% protein, 40% fat. If you want to go a little higher, like moderate carb, moderate fat, so you've got like an even breakdown of both, 40% fat, 30% protein, 30% carbs. Okay. So, you know, somewhere for most people, I think a really good sweet spot for carb intake while still being considered low carb, somewhere between 20 and 30% carb intake. You want your daily protein intake to be, there's a formula. It always escapes me. The one that I use personally is I set my protein intake for 1 gram per pound of body weight. You can also do 1 gram per pound of lean mass, and you have to know your body fat percentage for that. But, you know, if you're eating the way that we teach you to eat in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, you easily hit that. And you don't have to track your macros in our program. You can just follow our meal template and you'll hit these numbers without having to track and calculate and log macros and points and all that nonsense. Okay. So that's just to give you an idea of like how it could break down. 20% of your calories each day could still come from carbs and you could still be on a low carb diet. You could still have some berries in the morning on the side of your veggie omelet. You could still have, you could even do like half a banana or something in a protein smoothie with vegetables and whey protein and Greek yogurt, et cetera, for a breakfast smoothie. At lunch, like I said, for your salad, you could still put in a quarter cup to half a cup of good quality carbohydrates same thing at dinner. You could still do, you know, a few roasted potatoes or some roasted butternut squash or something like that. Those really good high quality carbs that have a lot of nutrients and minerals because they're real whole foods. Notice what I have not at all mentioned in this episode so far: low carb products. This is where so many people, this should be another reason why you're not losing weight on a low carb diet, because you're not eating food. You're eating packaged crap. So low carb bread, low carb tortillas, low carb cereal. You're basically just finding a way to eat the same crap you were eating before from a package that says low carb on it. So you're missing out on all of the nutrients and all of the benefits of eating real whole foods, because you're just eating all this packaged crap from the frozen department or from the center aisles of the grocery store. Whole Foods is a trap for these foods. Sprouts, love to shop there, but they have all these low carb foods. And, you know, before you know it, you're eating like cauliflower potato chips and cauliflower this and cauliflower that and high fiber bread and low carb tortillas. And you're not eating any actual vegetables and protein. You're just eating packaged, processed junk food with healthier looking labels. Okay. Your grocery bill is also going to be $1 million, but that's beside the point. So I hope this episode has been helpful. So many people right now are trying to do low carb, do keto, and get really frustrated when it's not working. And then they go looking for all of these, like, what could it be? It must be my hormones. It must be menopause. It must be this. It must be that. No, it's 9.75 times out of 10, it's because you're just eating too many calories, because you never sat down and had someone explain this to you. You never sat down and took the time to calculate how many calories you need, and you're just not tracking it. You're just not eating carbs. It's not how it works. There's no way to lose fat and keep it off without being mindful about your food intake. If it's an afterthought, if it's become just something you're not thinking about right out of the gate, you're probably going to make a lot of mistakes. It's going to get real sloppy real fast, and you're not going to see results. Now, when you've been doing it for a really long time, then you can go on autopilot. Then you don't have to think about it so hard. Then you know what your body needs. This is where I'm at. This is where the other Fat Loss Lifestyle School coaches are. We've been doing this for 9, 10 years, whatever. It's our lifestyle now. We don't need to track our macros every day, and we know what works for our bodies. And that's a byproduct of putting the work in on the front end. So if you're somebody who's out there listening to this and you've been trying low carb diets and failing and you don't know why, I would like to suggest to you that maybe low carb isn't the best place to start. It's actually a really hard place to start. If you're coming off a standard American diet, going right to a low carb diet where you are slashing hundreds of grams of carbs out of your diet from what you're used to eating, that is a painful way to start this process. And the way that we can teach you to eat in Fat Loss Lifestyle School is going to be a more moderate approach to nutrition, where yes, we're going to eat high protein and high fiber. You're going to get moderate amounts of both carbs and fat. And then we're going to help you adjust from there. So maybe you are somebody who really, truly likes eating a low carb diet. Great. We'll help you get there and figure out what that looks like on your plate at meals. Okay. If you're somebody who you get into the program and you put, you know, oatmeal back in your mornings, you put brown rice back in your lunches and potatoes back in your dinner, and you're suddenly like dropping body fat and you're leaning out, guess what? Your body probably just likes carbs, and it does better on carbs. So ride that train as long as it works. You know, it won't always be like that necessarily, but right now that's what's working. So do what the data says, do what's working. You know, it's so much easier to do this when you're not attached to dogma the way that so many people in the low carb community are. It's become their identity. It's become their religion. They are not open to other points of view. Everyone should eat low carb. Everyone should do keto. No, everyone shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't. We don't know. But the process we walk you through in Fat Loss Lifestyle School is going to help you figure that out. And if you do end up deciding, like, I actually really like eating low carb, now you're going to know how to do it the right way. You're not going to be blowing your calories every day by eating charcuterie board meals and, you know, not eating any real whole foods. You're always hungry all the time. Your energy sucks. You're not seeing body composition improvements because you're just doing your diet wrong. All right. We can help you set this up. It's really not that hard. You are more than capable of figuring this out, and it doesn't take as long as you think. So Fat Loss Lifestyle School, if you're listening to this in real time, the first one starts for 2023 on January 9th. Originally, we were going to do January 2nd, but that is literally the week after Christmas. That was giving us panic attacks. So we're just going to, let's take a deep breath and push it out one more week so we can all have a little more time to decompress from the holidays, get our kitchens clean and organized so we can start and be in a good place when we start Fat Loss Lifestyle School on January 9th. Head over to realfitnesstraining.com and click Get Started, and you'll see Fat Loss Lifestyle School right there. You can read about the program. You can get signed up for the wait list. If you are on the wait list, you're going to get access to early registration when that opens in a few weeks in mid-December, and you'll also get access to special offers because we want to incentivize you to take action and, you know, sign up and do the thing with us in January. And, we are so looking forward to working with another big group of clients and helping you guys make sense of nutrition and fitness and make it simple, because it really doesn't have to be as complicated as you've been led to believe. And carbs aren't bad. You can eat carbs and still lose fat. You can eat carbs and still be on a low carb diet. It all comes down to quality and quantity, and we can help you figure that out. Head over to the website, check it out, get on the wait list. And if you have questions, shoot me an email anytime, leslieanne@realfitnesstraining.com. Happy to answer any questions you have. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I would love to hear what you think about it. And especially if you're out there on the struggle bus on a low carb diet, let me know which of these strategies you're going to implement first. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.